Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back, and I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, 1410 AM. And we're talking about our topic today, being your own best friend. Before the break, we were talking about the balance of selfishness and loving ourselves. Because, you know, we don't want people going out there saying, well, you know, Candace, you know, and Dr. Aaron, that great psychologist, they told us to go out there and love ourselves. So, baby, make your own lunch. Baby, change your own diapers. Baby, feed yourself because I'm loving me. How are we going to do that, Dr. Aaron? Help us.
Well, I think we all got to adulthood by first being adolescents, and so it's inevitable that in this process of learning to love yourself more, you will, on occasion, probably more than one occasion, stray over the boundary and be what I suppose selfish.
Are you accusing me of continuing to be an adolescent?
Oh, I think we all are adolescents to some degree or other. I don't think that ever leaves us really, there's going to be inevitable overshoot at times where you do more for yourself than really I think you'd feel comfortable about afterwards. And certainly the people in your life will tell you that they think that you have overstepped that boundary, and you ought to listen to them.
Yeah, I've been told, Mom, if you don't stop working at 3:30, I'm going on strike. Yeah.
Well, I think another part of it is having some kind of overall framework for life. You have to have a worldview or a understanding of what life is about, and that's, I suppose, it's a spiritual matter as much as anything. Having some spiritual beliefs or values about what life is about, so that is a backdrop for helping you to decide what to do, when it's okay to do things that are purely in your own best interests.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I guess when I think about loving myself in balance, I guess there's a part of my heart where I think to myself, you know, I don't want to hurt anyone. It's inevitable you're going to hurt some people. Some people's feelings are going to get in the way. But I think when you become a parent, especially, you're taking the responsibility on of these little lives that are trusting you. And for me, when I look into their faces and I see their hurt, then I know I need to back up and sort of rethink things. Or if I have a partner I do actually have a great boyfriend, and he's really good at telling me, you know, you are crossing the line. He's great at telling me that. And I guess I have to sort of humble myself and be willing to listen to him when he tells me that. And yet when you're just in the new beginning of stages of figuring out this balance of self-love and loving others, sometimes you are going to make mistakes and you're going to step over the line sometimes and sort of fall apart. But I think if you keep your heart open, you're teachable, you're willing to say, this is growth for me. I need to give myself a chance to make mistakes. It sometimes is a little bit easier to sort of make that balance. But I do tend to look at the hurt on my children's face, or try to be aware of the hurt on their face, and, you know, and aware of the hurt of others, you know, and trying to be aware of when I've stepped over that line.
I like that approach you're taking. I would change the word mistake to misstep.
Oh, okay. That's very cool. No more mistake in my house. It's all stumbles.
Well, it's perfectly okay for a child to misstep and fall down. We think that's just a natural part of their development, and it's okay for us to misstep from time to time as we develop an awareness of how to live our lives more effectively, how to be a good partner to someone, how to be a good parent to someone, how to be a good coworker and a friend to others.
Misstepping at 46 looks kind of humiliating sometimes. You sort of like fall down, splat. But you know, that's even dealing with the fear. You have to be willing to face that you're not perfect, that you're going to misstep, and that it's a matter of picking yourself up again. Or if you do like what I've adapted recently, which is my newest saying, which is, you know, everybody knows pride comes before a fall. And so, you know, I'm all of 5'1". Well, I've decided to stay really, really close to the ground so that when I do fall, not if I fall, but when I fall, it doesn't hurt so much because I'm really close to the ground. And I guess that works as part of being accepting our own humanity and not being so hard on ourselves that we're expecting perfection from ourselves. In the same way, we don't expect perfection from our kids when they're growing up and developing.
Another good point. I think one of the big problems for many of us is that we think we ought to know the future. We ought to be able to predict mm-hmm. how things are supposed to be, to have everything work out according to our game plan. And that we cut ourselves very little slack then for misstepping.
Mm-hmm.
And we really ride ourselves pretty hard when things don't go the way we think they ought to.
Yeah, and that's almost like a control freak issue. I have that. I recognize it. That I need to sort of, you know, have that sort of perfection attitude towards everything. And probably one of the biggest challenges in learning to be my best friend is allowing myself that opportunity to be human and to make missteps, as you've put it. And when you say something, Dr. Aaron, we're all going to listen. A misstep is no longer a mistake, just a misstep. And so, yeah, that's actually a really, really good point, and that helps those of us who are really hard on ourselves. I think a lot of people are probably similar to me and very hard on ourselves. I think it's easier to bash myself and have self-talk like, oh, you're so stupid and why did you do that? And than it is to say, it's okay, you've blown it. I mean, I'm learning to say, it's okay, you misstepped. Look at me, I've got it, misstep. I've misstep. It's all right to say that now. But I still struggle with that process of saying that. Do you think that, what do you think, Dr. Aaron, you think I'll ever get well?
I think it takes a whole lifetime to work this out, and I don't think anybody ever gets to the end of their lives feeling like they're believing they've really got this thing under control. I think there's always a lot to learn here. I'm really interested in hearing Natalie's take on it from somebody who's going into this process in her 20s.
Yeah, Natalie, how do you handle your mistakes or missteps? Actually, Dr. Aaron straightened us out. It's now missteps. And you're 20 and you've got, you know, 60 or so more years to go if you're lucky. How do you handle those missteps?
Well, lucky enough for me, I am learning this topic now so I can really think about my steps and my footing and watching what I'm doing. But of course, I am going to stumble, of course. But in the fact that I can think about it now, so early on when I'm starting a career, starting a long-term relationship and things like that, I can do that looking ahead. And I can see just a little bit further, perhaps, obstacles that I may run into, which I'll still run into, but at least I'll be a little bit more prepared for them. And I'll be able to brace myself when I actually am falling. You know?
Yeah, and I think that's really important, is that you do learn to brace yourself and you do need to accept that your own humanity, and to learn it at such a young age. I didn't have that advantage. I was absolutely tossed into the mess before I got to that stage, and I'm learning it now at this age. And I guess it doesn't really matter when we learn it. It's that we are learning it. I know that there are, you know, people in their senior years that this is a foreign concept to them, but they're finding that they have to learn that for themselves as well. We're going to take a break in just right now, and when we come back, we're going to actually close this subject up for you and come to that conclusion on how we can actually become our own best friend with some starting points and some practical tips that we can sink our teeth into. We'll be right back on 1410 CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.